A Third of Us Men, Melissa. Welcome back, by the way. Have done this right before a first date.
A couple of different things are going through my mind right now. But I'm going to go with get a haircut so you can look your best.
Trying to make a good first impression.
Uh-huh.
Never get a second chance.
Scraggly. That's not a good look.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
In other words, every hairdo I ever have. You never know how it's going to look, but it's probably scraggly.
You trim it up before that first date, though, I think.
Lauren, how about you? A third of men have done this right before a first date. What do you think it is?
I think they get a new pair of kicks. Get some new shoes.
Ooh.
Got to make sure their shoe game is on.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Got your tickets for Eric Clapton, Slow Hand, all this week on the Nearly Impossible Question. If you're the first one to answer this one, Jesse Duran here. And a third of we men have done this right before a first date. What is it, Kathy and Banning?
I think the haircut is correct.
You agree with Melissa, and they got a haircut. Got them all cut.
Every single one.
Not a bad thing to do. Make sure your hair is looking good before a first date to make
that's
a good
right.
first impression, but that's not it.
Oh, okay.
Thank
you. Thank goodness.
Thank you, Kathy. Also got Ricardo on the line. Let's get a male perspective. A third of men have done this right before a first date. What is it?
I'm going to say a drink booze to cut the edge.
Give them some liquid courage.
How about, well, you know, they've already got the date, so they're just trying to be more personable because a lot of times we
relaxed.
Guys are not very relaxed. And yeah, that might, like you said, take the edge off, make you a little bit more personable.
Is
but
he right?
That's not it.
Oh, man.
Don't encourage that behavior. Because guys are dumb and you'll start drinking too much. The next thing you know, you say something stupid.
You get sloppy drunk.
Sloppy. A third of men, though, have done this right before a first date. What is it?
1-909-798-5600. Get it right and you're going to see Eric Clapton.
It's the Nearly Impossible Question on Cola. Montel Jordan on Cola 99.9. It's Jesse Duran in the morning. And thanks for taking us along on the drive to work. Of course, we're doing the Nearly Impossible Question, and it's for your Eric Clapton tickets. A third of us guys, we men, have done this right before first date. Joe, what is it?
My guess is they brush their teeth before the first date.
I hope so.
They brush their teeth.
I would hope that that's higher than a third of men. That's not it, Joe, but thanks for trying.
Oh, okay.
Mike, what's your guess?
I'm going to say that they throw up.
Oh, because they're so nervous?
So nervous. Yeah.
Okay, and then brush your teeth, like the
and
last caller said.
Teeth, yeah.
And use the mouthwash.
That's also not it.
Sorry, Mike.
Thanks. Jason, I'm trying to get you a pair of tickets for Eric Clapton. What is your guess? A third of men have done this right before first date.
I'm going to say they're going to eat.
So they don't eat too much on the date?
So they don't overeat on the date, look like they're... A glutton.
I think that's more something that women do than men. I don't think guys have too much trouble.
I used to do that, and then I would just get a salad.
Exactly. Women do that all the time. And I'm like, really? You're just going to get a salad?
Uh-huh. No, I get ribs, Jesse.
Exactly. I want Lauren. I want that kind of a thing.
I've totally done that salad thing. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's not it. Thanks for trying, man. Okay. A little bit of a hint. It involves going shopping. And a third of us men have done this right before a first date. What is it?
1-909-798-5600.
Tickets to Clapton on Cola 99.9. Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran in the morning. And the Nearly Impossible Question this morning. A third of us men have done this right before a first date. Gave a pretty good hint. We have Summer in Redlands on the line. What's your guess?
Get a new shirt.
Getting a new shirt is the correct answer.
Yay!
Because that's the thing that we think you're looking at, whereas I know that women actually judge people more by their shoes, which is why Lauren said buy some new kicks.
Yeah.
I heard that. I was like, but shoes are expensive.
Yeah, but guys should. Guys, if you want to impress a woman, make sure your shoe game's on point.
I think it's the whole package, though, too.
But that's it actually is. More important than the shirt. But guys always just start with the shirt. That's what we do. We go buy a new shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, nice. You got it right. And you're going to Eric Clapton.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you.
I'm sure he'll be rocking his finest shirt for you as he performs live at AcroSure Arena on October 10th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a blast.
Your chance to wear Hawaiian shirts with us and maybe win a trip to Hawaii or escape to Hawaii party next.